Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to MTS Center, where the Winnipeg Jets have just defeated the Buffalo Sabres by a 3-1 margin. You're listening to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. I'm your host, Drew Mindell, joined up in the press box by my colleague, Richard Pollock and Michael Remus. Richard, a must-win game for the Winnipeg Jets, and they performed admirably on home ice. Took them a full 60 minutes, but they really dominated that third period, and that was the difference tonight.
They're the better team, Drew, I thought, from beginning to end, first period, third period. Second was kind of a draw, but I just thought the Jets took the play to Buffalo. I thought Buffalo looked off all night. They couldn't make a pass. They were missing guys in the first period. They could, when they were seeing them in the second and third, they weren't making the passes. I'm talking about a really good, fast, puck-moving team. They weren't executing. And that's a testament to the Jets and probably a testament to the
Buffalo. Being the end of a long road trip. They had done the Western road swing. This was their last game. They're heading home.
Sure, a lot of travel. You've got a lot of miles on the plane. You're going San Jose up to Vancouver over here. Time zone differences, you lose a couple hours. So all in all, I thought the Jets took advantage of that, and I thought they were the better team and deserved to win tonight.
It's funny, both teams have played each other when they've been at the end of a long road trip. The Jets played Buffalo at the end of that seven or eight games in November.
Yeah.
The Jets playing Buffalo here tonight, of course. The Jets have had Buffalo's number all year. I believe they're 2-0-2 against Buffalo, if I'm not mistaken, in the four games that they played each other. They might be 3-0-1, because didn't Oduya score the winner in Buffalo?
In overtime.
And didn't the Jets lose in a shootout to Buffalo as well?
Yeah, the Jets are 3-0-1 against.
Yeah, so the Jets played well.
No, they lost in overtime, I think. Or maybe a shootout.
It was 3-0-1 regardless. Yeah. They played well against Buffalo all year.
6-1, half a dozen of another.
There you go. They played it well against Buffalo all year. This has been a Buffalo team that really, up until the last 2 weeks, had been struggling, looked like they were out of it. Then they went on this incredible run.
Yeah.
And this was a game where if Buffalo had come into MTS Center and won tonight, they would have taken over eighth spot in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, hard to win here. And that was on display tonight. Just hard to win. I mean, the crowd was electric, as loud as we heard them all year. We keep saying that, but the games become more important as the games go on. And the crowd's reacting to that. And the crowd's into it. And the players 100% feed off that. There's no question about it. We say that basically after every game. You know what, though, Drew? I thought that Buffalo's got some flaws. And we can talk about that throughout the podcast. But Buffalo's soft.
Which is not a surprise. I mean, Buffalo's been a team that has in past been accused of being a soft team.
Yeah, well, and you talk...
But then you get rid of a guy like Paul Gostad, who plays a big sort of big game.
This is my first time seeing them in person. I was out of town last time they played here, and I watched them on TV.
Right.
They're soft. I mean, if they're not moving the puck, they're not executing, they're not doing much about anything else.
Their goal and their scoring chances generally come on tic-tac-toe passing plays or speed through the neutral.
And they weren't executing. They weren't seeing the trailer. They weren't making the passes on the second Jets goal. The Palmerville took too long to get rid of the puck. And Lindy Ruff's got to be thinking, we just didn't have our legs tonight. Forget about the game, move on. But the Jets were skating. They were moving well. The first line was great tonight. The little Wheeler line was great. I thought Grant Clitson played a good game. I thought Tobias Enstrom played his best game of the year. Kane was moving around pretty good. The Antropov and Mietinen looked good out there. I mean, I thought it was an all-around great effort. Randy Jones played a solid game.
Yeah.
The Jets' defense looked really good. And the Jets' offense was pretty solid. So
and you can see that it was a testament to the way the Jets were playing tonight, in that the lowest forward with time on ice is Chris Thorburn at 10 minutes and 17 seconds.
That's how you keep your team fresh, because they have so many days.
They rolled four lines, exactly.
Andre Pavlich wasn't challenged at all.
I'll tell you what, there are a ton of... We're watching Brian Little in the post-game show right now. There are an absolute ton of mics swarming him right now. He had a great game. Yeah, there's the Illegal Curve mic on the screen there. Three assists for Brian Little. Why don't we get underway, getting started talking about the goals in tonight's game?
Yeah, sure.
Jets opened the scoring at 13:45 of the first period. Andrew Ladd with his 21st of the year assist to Brian Little. Really what it was is Little with a lot of speed through the neutral zone, coming down the right wing with a good hard shot on Ryan Miller.
Yep.
Big rebound and a one-timer out of midair by Ladd past Miller.
That line played well all night. I thought all three of the players, Wheeler, Ladd, and Little, played well. And you know what? I thought that line wasn't working earlier. That line's been great lately. Enstrom started that play too, and I thought he was terrific tonight, especially in transition. Great goal. Simple goal, but good goal.
That's right. It wasn't fancy, but that's okay.
It doesn't have to be fancy.
Hard shot, big rebound.
You just have to score on Ryan Miller, so you take anything you can get.
That's right.
He had a few rebounds out there today, but I thought he looked pretty square and solid to the puck.
He made a lot of key saves.
Can't blame him if you're Buffalo.
No, this is nothing to do with him. I mean, all three goals were reasonable goals, and that Jets got full... They didn't get... there's nothing cheap about this win.
Full
marks for the victory for the Jets.
Sports jacket, a bit cheap, but the win wasn't cheap.
I like the sports jacket. I don't think that wasn't called for.
I mean, Richard has been bashing you a lot.
Jealousy. It rears its ugly head every now and then, especially with the illegal curve guys. Buffalo tied the game with under a minute to go in the second period at the 19:25 mark. Corey Tropp with his second of the year, assist to Matt Ellis and to Brad Boyce.
Clemson pursued above the hash marks. Lots of defensemen pursue above the hash marks. They need support. Bermistrup didn't support back, meaning he wasn't below the hash marks himself, or he was, but he wasn't manning up. Hainsey always has trouble with strength in front of the net. And that fourth line, I thought, for Buffalo actually played pretty well, being Matt Ellis, Brad Boys, and Corey Tropp. And Hainsey kind of got outmanned. Bermistrup wasn't helping. Clemson took a little too long to get back.
Yeah.
Those three guys, and then the fourth line took advantage and popped a goal. And hey, you know, Buffalo's fourth line might have been their best line tonight, and you know, the Jets probably, you never want to let another team's fourth line score.
Especially with under a minute to play in a period.
Yeah, but they reacted well.
Yeah, what it was a shot on goal and just a jam play by Andre Pavlik, and the Jets were simply outnumbered in terms of the guys who were jamming it in.
Yeah, you're blown coverage.
Yeah, exactly. Too many guys up, not enough guys doing the dirty work in front of their own net. 1-1 after 40 minutes. Key game at this point in time. You know, huge win for either team, whoever's going to get it. The Jets came into the third period. Two parts of their mindset. One, clean win. This had to be a clean win for the Winnipeg Jets.
Sure.
You know, a three-point game here is not what they want.
Because Buffalo's a game in hand, correct?
That's right. Buffalo now has a game in hand.
They can still tie you if they get a point.
That's right. So, I mean, you know, you go into that third period, and to the Jets' credit, Buffalo came out very flat. They looked tired in the third period.
Buffalo did look tired. They had a good first shift.
Yeah.
After that, they really tailed off.
Exactly. And the Jets took advantage of that and put it away in the third period. Blake Wheeler, he gets his 15th of the year with assist to Brian Little. That happened at the 8:02 mark of the
year. I don't know why Brian Little, Enstrom didn't get an assist.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if that gets changed. Where
the whole play happens. The pass comes through the seam to Palmerville. Enstrom confronts, gets in front of him, takes a puck off, and Palmerville took too long, takes the puck, makes a pass to Little, who makes a pass to Wheeler. And Wheeler goes in on a breakaway.
Yeah.
This place goes crazy when Wheeler gets on a breakaway, which happened fairly regularly. He comes up, hits top corner on Ryan Miller, gets Miller to drop down, goes top corner. Yeah. And it goes in the NHL, Drew, drop down. And if you can wait him out,
they
can
play the Buffalo
style.
Butterfly style, pardon
me. And they did. And then Wheeler buried a top corner. And I thought after that, I mean, the crowd was going bananas. The Sabres really didn't have too many good chances after that.
No, exactly. Great play by Enstrom. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Little gets the assist there, second of the game.
Yeah, he was good. Little was really good today.
Yeah, he was very good. One of his best games in the last number of weeks, I would say. But Enstrom just, you know, the way they didn't give the – Buffalo excels in space, and the Jets were right on them. They didn't give him any space at all.
The Jets skate well, and then Buffalo skates well. Yeah, so it's a matchup that helps the Jets.
This was a very entertaining game from a fan's perspective, regardless of the victory.
Skating.
Two teams that can skate, and they can pass, and you know – and they did the little things. Enstrom, again, nice play in his own zone.
I don't think Buffalo looks back at this game and doesn't hate the pace. They just didn't execute.
That's right. Which isn't a shocking, given that they might be a half a step behind. That's the end of the long road trip.
Yeah,
but you mentioned it a couple times throughout the course of the game when we're watching the game. You say they had they had a pass available you know, that would have led to a very good scoring chance, but either they were a step slow in making it or didn't get through.
Or they bobbled it.
Yeah.
And that you know what, Drew, it's a really good point by you because that's fatigue.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Because you're talking about NHL players, not top of the line.
Normally, they're just not as mentally sharp as they are normally.
That's right.
But that was a huge play. The roof went crazy here at MTS Center. This game was nationally televised in the U.S.
Yeah,
first time the Jets have been on NBC Sports Network this year.
That's correct.
So this place was going insane. Chance of Miller.
Silver medal.
And silver medal, which was a great chance.
Mike Harrington, the Buffalo News, our friend, dubbed the best chant of the year.
Yeah, well, by far. This place was it was absolutely electric. 2-1 Jets at that point. And then a little less than 3 minutes later, at the 10:54 mark, really, might be the nicest goal that we've seen from the Jets this year by an individual player.
Yeah.
I mean, and not from the guys you'd expect.
No.
It was Chris Thorburn coming down the
play
right.
Play starts again, Drew.
Yeah.
Corner of the Jets zone. Who makes the pass?
Toby Enstrom.
Best player on the ice today, him and Little, makes the pass up to Little. Little hits Thorburn, and Thorburn, and I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you right now: if you're a fan of the Calgary Flames, then you got to rebuild, and you're in the process, and etc. But that's the reason, and the Calgary Flames are certainly a flawed organization. But that's the reason they got rid of it, Robin Regier.
He's not great on foot speed.
He's never a fast skater, but he's lost half a step.
Right.
And Thorburn, who skates well, burned him.
Yeah.
And you know, even so, I thought, considering the angle, I was surprised the puck got through. But Thorburn tucked it through. It looked like the five hole of Miller.
No, he tucked it through his own legs. It was more of a toe drag, actually. He sort of pulled it back and around. I mean,
I didn't see the replay twice, so I didn't.
The fans.
I know he toe dragged him. Didn't he not hit five hole?
He may have hit a five hole after that point, but whatever it was, he picked up the puck probably about the red line. Yeah. Streaking down our the right-hand side.
But give him credit because that's not only the play, because the play is a great skill play, but and then you're talking about NHL players. I mean, even the scrubs have great hands.
Yeah.
And I say that in a
complimentary
way.
Form, yeah.
But when you – Thorburn is – that's recognition, right? So you're recognizing I'm going up against Robin Regier.
Who I can take wide.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because normally Chris Thorburn
– some players who aren't the brightest don't take advantage of the opportunities presented to them.
Chris Thorburn, 99 times out of 100 in that situation, Chris Thorburn's mentally probably thinking, put it in deep.
Well, that's right.
His logic there is put it in deep and then do the dirty work because that's how usually the GST line gets their scoring chances.
Yeah.
He sees he's got Regier. He's got, you know, he maybe had a quarter of a step on him when he started, and then that increased.
Turned it to half a step, if not more. Yeah.
Exactly. And he took it to him, which is credit. You know, take it at, drive it at the net.
Yeah, and the hands he
displayed, well, right, you know, in the blue paint, the hands he displayed were just tremendous.
Fan favorite.
Well, the place here went, not that the place wasn't going crazy anyways,
favorite, yeah.
But the place went absolutely ballistic at that point in time. Made it 3-1 for the Jets.
That was it.
That was the final nail. 3-1, Jets ended up winning. You know, you look at this team for the Jets tonight. Chris Thorburn played a solid, you know, what did I say? He played 10 minutes and 17 seconds. Solid 10
every game that goes by, the Jets have a better chance. I thought tonight's game was really a must-win, and I honestly believe that because if they go on the road trip, they lose this one, they have trouble on that road trip. It could be, you know, now they win this game. Never have the road trip. If you can get 2 out of 4, you'll be really happy.
Well, they're only on the road for 2 games.
I know that, but I'm saying if you lost tonight, I thought tonight was a must-win. I thought they were done tonight if they lost.
That's right.
And they won.
I would agree with you there.
I know. We're on the way here a bit, but
yeah, we'll just move out of the way.
I thought they were, they were successful in achieving their goal. And you look at all the teams that they're facing. You look at Washington. You're looking at Buffalo. You're looking at Toronto. And Tampa. All these teams are flawed. I mean, you watch these teams. There's nothing special about any of them, including the Jets, frankly. And with the crowd, with the momentum, Colin Noel's doing a great job coaching. As every day goes by, Ezra Ginsberg looks like a genius.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have to pull that audio if we need to.
The Kostitsyn trade. The guy says less trades this year than last year. Says the Jets are going to make the playoffs.
Grant Klitsam. Let's talk about his debut for the Winnipeg Jets.
He's on the edge for a goal, but I thought overall, I thought he played a really strong game. Solid on his skates. Kept the players where they need to be. Moved the puck. Has a nice slap shot. Yeah, you know, solid.
19 minutes, 24 seconds.
Played the right side, which is not as he's played it before, but not his natural side.
Yeah,
I thought that he played a really solid game.
Yeah, he seemed to fit in very nicely with Ron Hainsey.
He did.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought Brandy, you know, there was no Jet that you could say really pinpoint that didn't play a very solid game.
Yeah,
even the worst Jet today played a solid game.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought the Antropov and Miettinen and Stapleton line was pretty good. They had a couple scoring chances.
Yeah, everybody played well.
Yeah. From top to bottom, a good victory for the Winnipeg Jets against a not an easy team to play against in Buffalo. Very skilled, and if you don't bring your A game, they're going to take advantage of that. That is it from the MTS Center. The Jets go on the road Thursday night in Vancouver, Friday night in Calgary. The Illegal Curve Hockey Show, of course, takes to the air on TSN 1290 Saturday from noon to 3. If you're in the Winnipeg area and want to join Illegal Curve, we'll be at the Cheer Bar and Grill Thursday and Friday for those two later starts. The first time this year the Jets venture, and only time this year the Jets venture out to the west coast of Canada or the United States for that matter. Stay tuned following this podcast for post-game audio from both the Jets and the Sabres dressing room. For Richard Pollock, for Michael Remus, I'm Drew Mandel. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Thanks for listening to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast.
You played the playmaker tonight and did quite a job.
Yeah, I said usually that, you know, I had a wheels kind of game or with 3 assists, but, you know, I haven't had a night like that in a while.
Talk about the win itself against another red hot team and at home. They're all important, but you guys seem to keep coming up bigger and taking that next step as the season goes on.
Yeah, I thought we played a really good game. It was a tough, fast-paced game. It was exactly how I thought it was going to be. And, you know, we were pretty well prepared for it, and we knew what we had to do. And it seemed like, we just had a great game tonight. We had a great third period, too.
Nothing's settled yet, but do you feel like you guys are evolving the past couple of weeks? Are you taking things and getting wins that maybe you didn't get earlier on in the year?
Yeah, I mean, at the start of the season, that's something we struggled with, was closing teams out, and especially playing with a lead and, you know, usually tie games were a struggle for us too. But it seems like, the last month or so, you know, we've really learned how to play with that lead, and we've learned how to play good third periods and finish teams off.
You're the assist man, so tell us, which goal was prettier, Wheeler's or Thorburn's?
I don't know. Wheels was pretty nice. It was a great shot, but Thorpe's is, I thought, was unbelievable. It took he showed a lot of skill on that play, and you know, you're glad to see a guy like that score a big goal.
It takes skill goals to beat Ryan Miller, though. You're not going to beat him simply.
Yeah, I mean, we knew he's playing well, and it was going to be hard to beat him, and I thought we did exactly what we wanted to. We got some traffic in front of him, and, you know, we kind of made it hard for him. But in the end, we scored on two really nice plays.
Thanks, Mark.
How successful was the homestand overall?
I think it was pretty good. I think we did a great job of taking advantage of this homestand, and, you know, we did a great job of getting points we needed. You know, we didn't play easy teams tonight. You know, it was an especially hard game, and we found a way to get the 2 points, and hopefully we can take that on the road with us.
Okay, so Chris, how'd you feel tonight?
Just moving on.
Well, it feels great now. Obviously, it was a tough check game. Both teams, I mean, had a lot of speed, and you know, we were able to get three past Miller and come up with the 2 points, and that's huge for us.
Now, you were trending worldwide. We thought it was just in Canada, but you were actually trending on Twitter worldwide. How does that make you feel?
You know what? I don't even know what trending means, but it sounds pretty cool. Yeah, I can't even answer that. I don't even know what it means.
It means that everybody's talking about you.
Oh, okay, well, that's cool. I'm honored.
Now, what about how important were these 2 points?
No, it was huge. Obviously, Buffalo right behind us with a game in hand. And, you know, we wanted to finish off this homestand with making a statement. I think we've done that now. It's time to go on the road and, you know, improve that part of our game.
Time to enjoy it. You just have to focus on the Calgary-Vancouver?
Yeah, I think it's like everyone, you know, enjoy it for a little bit and, you know, come to work tomorrow and work on, you know, the games we have, you know, against Vancouver and Calgary. Two great opponents, so we're going to have to be ready.
Were you feeling any different tonight? Because you guys were flying.
I think guys were just hungry, and we knew how important it was, and we were fresh. We had a couple days off, you know, rest a little bit and have some home-cooked meals, so I think that went a long ways as far as helping us with tonight's effort.
Practicing 2 days in a row is something Coach Noel always talks about, too, getting two good practices and getting back to basics, doing what you guys need to do in games.
Yeah, I think it was just a chance to sharpen up on our skills, you know, and the first 10 minutes of the game was huge, just to, you know, shake any rust that we had from not playing. And I think we did a great job. I mean, it's just showing the maturity of our team and where it's come from since the beginning.
I've thrown the nickname Moneymakers around, but, man, those ones broke the bank. Tell us about the move, and is that what you need to do to beat a Ryan Miller?
I think so. I mean, not many times, especially now when Millsy's playing so well, one shot's not going to beat him. And I mean, I got lucky. I got to be honest. You know, I got a shot and then a rebound came right back on my stick. So it was unfortunate for Miller, but lucky for me.
Of your goals this year, is that the center bullet one? Is that the prettiest? Because they've all been nice.
Yeah, you know what? I think it shows a little bit of everything, you know, my skating as well as my hands around the net. So, yeah, I'll chalk that one up as one of my nice ones.
Take care of the Moneymakers.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Did you feel that one come off of Miller's pad?
Yeah, well, yeah, it just came off. It was kind of like slingshot right back on my stick, and it was just a motion with my hands to put the puck back, put the puck in the net. And like I said, it was unlucky for Miller, but lucky for me.
Oh, it was crazy. You know, I got out there at first and definitely a little nervous, some goosebumps. But like when once puck dropped, I got to feel it a little bit. I felt a lot more comfortable. Yeah, it was kind of my game plan, just to try and get involved in something right away to get myself mentally into the game. And my partner Ron made it really easy on me tonight. A lot of talk, so it was easy. Yeah, it's great. I mean, he's really reliable defensively, and he's smart. He sees the game well, so he's always talking to me, letting me know when to jump up, when to close off guys, and who's going to get the puck. So it makes it a lot easier. I didn't know what to expect, really. I was just trying to get my feet wet and see what I could do to help out. I had practiced it a little bit, but I wasn't sure if I'd get a chance or not.
What happened on the attempt you had in the first period there on Miller?
Oh, yeah. I just, you know, ladder was going down the wall, and both forwards are driving the net, so I jumped into the slot. He made a great pass out to me, tried to fire it on net, and he made a really nice save, so... Yeah, that's tough blocker. Yeah.
You probably asked this already, but what did you think of the crowd?
It was phenomenal. I mean, playing in front of that crowd in a game like this with emotions already high and this time of year, it was a lot of fun.
Did it meet your expectations? Or was it?
No, I think it exceeded my expectations. You know, it was loud watching from the press box that night, but being on the ice and kind of being swarmed by it, it was impressive. Yeah, it was good. Like I said, I wanted to try and get involved physically early and try and get myself mentally into the game. Lots of pucks in the driveway, lots of broken garage doors, and
really?
Yeah.
Is that
Yeah, you know, I like to try and get pucks on net as much as I can, and when I get a chance to fire it, I'll fire it.